I went to MIT as an undergraduate and as a graduate student. I went to MIT from 1960 through 1967. I got a BS and an MS in electrical engineering and a PhD in electrical engineering. As an undergraduate, I was part of a cooperative program in electrical engineering, and I began work at Bell Laboratories in 1962. Part of that program enabled me to do a master's thesis. So my first association with signal processing itself came in 1963 when I was looking for an assignment for a master's thesis. And I basically got to meet Jim Kaiser, who described the field, the kind of work he was doing in designing digital filters. And so that was my first. I did not work in that field for my master's thesis, but I got interested in it. And when I finished my master's and I went back to MIT to work on a PhD, I basically met Ben Gold, who gave a lecture out at MIT in 1964 on this nascent field, this growing field of signal processing and what it was all about. And I got really excited. And I began work on a PhD on speech synthesis. And one of the first things that was always clear to me and was clear to most people was that in order to do work in applications fields like speech processing or radar processing or sonar, the techniques were based on analog signal processing, which were okay, but hardware-oriented. They didn't take advantage of the fact that the computer was starting to become pervasive in industry. And people were looking around to say, how could I take advantage of these computers that were now starting to become available to virtually everybody, the mainframes and the mini computers? And as a result, Ben Gold and Charlie Rader at Lincoln Labs and Jim Kaiser and Roger Golden at Bell Labs were looking at ways of either digitizing analog systems so you could take advantage of the computer rather than building huge amounts of hardware to learn about a system, to test an idea. And people were looking at this concept of digital signal processing as an entity by itself and not at all dependent on converting an analog to a digital form by sampling, but instead saying that, you know, what if you had a digital sample? What would you be able to do? Never going back to the analog world once you had a bunch of numbers to represent a signal. So I shared an office with Ben Gold in 1964, and basically we talked. You know, I began work on a PhD in speech synthesis, but a key element of it was how do you use digital technology to build a speech synthesizer, to build it correctly and appropriately so it actually modeled the physical phenomena that I was working on, which in this case was modeling the human vocal tract and how it produces speech sounds, so that if you actually had the right control, you got the right output, and not an approximation to the analog system that we sort of all understood. So I basically got into the field that way. I worked with Ben Gold on two or three ideas, and we published them very early as kind of offshoots of my PhD work. But I really got into the field very strongly when I graduated in 67 with my PhD, and I came back to Bell Labs with a permanent job. And I worked in a laboratory under Jim Flanagan, and we were looking at a whole range of speech processing applications. And again, as I said, the key issue was that signal processing was by far the dominant issue to doing it right, to doing it properly. And one of the key issues was that there was enough uncertainty about how to do it that you didn't want to add the uncertainty about once you made a decision of what you wanted to do, you want to make sure at least that your system that you built did that right. And so as a result, from 1967 until almost forever, I got involved with digital filters, digital filter design, spectrum analysis, implementations of digital systems, random number generators, all of the aspects of signal processing that kind of make the field.